Flex by Avoiding Avoidance, read by Ria 314. Fandom Haikyuu, pairing Iwazumi Hajime Oikawa Toru, rating explicit. Oikawa is notoriously full of horrible ideas. It's basically his legacy at this point. Iwazumi would be tempted to think that this was one of them, but it's kind of hard for him to argue with anything Oikawa asks of him when he's sitting so nicely in his lap, taking Iwazumi's cock so perfectly. "Please, Iwa-chan?" Oikawa all but purrs, his hand tracing down Iwazumi's chest, dragging his knuckles reverently up the defined muscles of his abdomen. "I'll never ask you for anything weird again." "That's a lie," Iwazumi immediately retorts. "How mean," Oikawa pouts, but he can't exactly refute it. In an effort to save some face, Iwazumi rolls his eyes and huffs a put-upon sigh, but the way Oikawa is still languidly riding him takes most of the edge off his irritation. He still aims a judgmental frown up at him, though. God forbid Oikawa ever find out how easy it is to get Iwazumi to play into his strange little sex games. "I can't believe you want me to do sit-ups while you're sitting on my dick," he grumbles, wishing he was even a little bit put off by the idea. Oikawa tightens around him, though, and breathes this sweet little moan as his long eyelashes flutter, and Iwazumi's utterly helpless. Lacing his fingers behind his head, Iwazumi gives Oikawa one last, flushed, disgruntled look before flexing his abs and curling up off the sheets. And any lingering embarrassment he might be feeling goes flying right out the window at the sheer hunger in Oikawa's dark gaze. The thin walls in their college dorm aren't made for the kind of noises Oikawa's making. He's staring down at Iwazumi's stomach as he obliges him, flexing and tensing, slicked with their shared sweat, and even when Oikawa braces his hands on Iwazumi's thighs and leans his weight there, Iwazumi can't quite manage a full sit-up. That might have something to do with the fact that Oikawa is mostly using the support to honest-to-God bounce himself on Iwazumi's cock, wanton moans slipping freely from between his flushed lips, fueled further by his boyfriend's willingness to bend to his odd cravings. It doesn't take much more to send Oikawa over the edge, the way Iwazumi staring up at him, arching up toward him, both of them panting for breath. How good the angle is for both of them. Oikawa's gasping and whining and crying out for Iwazumi long before he's even close to getting sore from the sit-ups, his clever tongue tripping over Iwazumi's given name as he spills all over his stomach, his chest, leaving white-hot streaks across the body he's so fond of worshipping. As he sits heavily in Iwazumi's lap and shivers his way through his orgasm, Iwazumi groans and moves his hands to Oikawa's hips, holding him still so he can fuck up into him, for the few thrusts it takes before he's overcome too. The rush of his orgasm has him arching off the sheets again, Oikawa's name slipping out between his gritted teeth with every huffed breath, until he buries himself deep and collapses again, eyes blissfully closed. Oikawa slumps forward onto him shortly after, panting against his cheek and smearing his cum between them. Iwazumi grumbles, but slings one arm around Oikawa's waist, tugging him closer so he can bury his face in soft, mussed hair. He's given about 30 seconds of peace before Oikawa's weird brain comes back online. He reaches over to Iwazumi's other arm and drags his palm along his bicep with a contented sigh, impressed as always with the definition of his boyfriend's muscles. "My big, buff Iwa-chan," Oikawa sighs happily. He lets Iwazumi hide for a moment longer before he leans up over him and plants a loud, obnoxious kiss on his lips, then chirps, "Happy birthday." Iwazumi wrinkles his nose at that. "Seems more like your present than mine." "And here I thought you loved making me happy." Oikawa laughs, his grin widening. Rolling his eyes loudly, Iwazumi drags Oikawa back down onto his chest so he doesn't have to dignify that with a response. Besides, they both know it's true. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.